Blog Talk Radio.
Perfect. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, Mediumship and Spirituality with a Boston Attitude. I'm Nicole Blue Sky, and I will be your spirit messenger for the next hour. Thank you so much for being here with me. And always remember that the shows are available for download anytime, so you can listen to any of the archives and get your confessions fixed whenever, you know, you have time. So today is the show that everyone's been waiting for. It got pushed back a couple of times, but the third time's a charm, right? So I'm just going to give a little bit of intro here. My guest is the Reverend Laurie Bruno. And Laurie is a hereditary high priestess and elder of the Sicilian Strega craft. She's the founder and elder of Our Lord and Lady of the Trinacrian Rose Church in Massachusetts. She's been recognized by the state of Massachusetts by Governor Dukakis as a protector of children. Phenomenal psychic, reading tarot for over 50 years. And there's just so many things, I can't even get them all into the introduction, but it's my pleasure to introduce a woman who has been my teacher and who I consider to be a living treasure. Please welcome Laurie Bruno.
Everyone, good morning. Hello. On this bright, sunny morning. And may the sun shine within your heart and never depart.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, sweetheart. But you forgot one thing about me, human
Uh-oh.
Being. Human being. I'm not, let me tell you, you know, people could have titles and this and that, but if they don't walk their talk and live in it, titles mean nothing. They can wipe you know what with it. And it doesn't matter. It's you, what you are of the heart to humanity that counts above all else. Okay, I don't care how much money you have or your finery and this, that, and the other thing. You can have all of that, but you must have a humanity within you that is unending. That is what happens. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. That's where it starts, that where it begins, and that is a true winner of the craft. One who has
you more.
One who has humanity of the heart and soul. And as far as me being a teacher, I teach to learn and I learn to teach. Every day is a learning process, and I tell a lot of people, you come to me, because this is a word Leo Martello once said to Gary Gregory. Gary said, I'm here to study with Laurie. He says, no, you're here to remember. As we teach the craft, it gives a spark to the very soul of where we all came from that says, remember, remember, remember. That's who you are. You are remembering. You're saying, oh, my God, I knew that. But why did I know that? Because it triggers. Once you start to open the door, you never will close it anymore. Learning is there and here and there, but being wise is most fair.
Beautiful.
I talk in rhyme. It's nothing written. It comes from the heart. Somebody says, will you write that down? I said, I don't really know. Did you
I
get
know,
it?
I hear you say that all the time. I don't own it. Just take it down.
It just comes.
It just comes. I know. You're so talented with that. I can't do it.
It comes from the heart. No, I'm not. It's just that they speak through my old body here. And what they do is they let you hear the words. The little voices in the back are my two dogs who are playing. That's Coda and his friend Gidget. Coda, will you stop getting so... He knows we're on the radio today. You have
They're
to
excited.
See. Coda is all black, and he has a white bib. And he's the most funny Pomeranian and most magical you ever did see. One night, Darcy, who was over my house, Ariana, we were doing a little spell for happiness, prosperity, and the peace of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So he sat there by the table on the chair while the candles were on and never left there for over an hour. That's why I say he's a little magician.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's talk about that. My show is kind of a lot about educating people. I don't ever tell anyone what path to go on. I try to help them understand what their path is and find ways to explore it. So one of the things I think needs to be debunked a little bit is the whole, what is a witch? You know, are they the little green-faced people that come and snatch up babies in the night? You know, all of those different, yeah, all of that different stuff that's out there. Because I know that that word still has a negative connotation to it.
Yes.
And I think it's time to, you know, redefine what that is. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that and how you define it.
Many years ago, somebody asked me, Lori, what is a witch? And I had to think of this pretty fast. So I said, oh, I can tell you right now. So the words came. Wherever they come from, they come. I said, W is wisdom, I integrity, T is truth, C is courage, and H is honor. Now, the wisdom to know when to move forward and when to stay still and keep your mouth shut. Okay, that's wisdom. And to learn from your past mistakes and not do them again. To be wise, to care, to understand all of humanity. Understand me? The integrity. To not let anybody be bulldozed, to not let people be hurt, and to speak up. Because if you don't speak up and see an injustice, you're just as guilty as the perpetrator of the injustice, and you will pay. The truth is that conviction of talking truth, not getting behind a computer and becoming a keyboard warrior. But if you want to face that person you're bashing or whatever, would you sit down and talk with them? Or would you just be a coward and run? No, I would sit down, knock at your door, sit down, say, come on, let's have a cup of coffee. This is what is going on. This is what is hurting me. Let's get it out in the open. Not hide behind people. Not hide behind your keyboard. Not letting someone else do your dirty work. You come out and do it yourself. And be strong. Okay? Be strong. That is the truth. The C is the courage to stand up for your fellow crafters. And all religions, not just your craft, is providing the religion does not abuse animals or children. The courage to stand with that person and say, yes, you have a right to believe as you do, provided you hurt not animals, children, or the elderly. That's the courage. The H is honor. Honor to all mankind, womankind, and all religions. And say, oh, you hear some say, you're going to hell because you don't believe like me. How do you know? Why, because somebody wrote that in a book, which that book has been changed since the Aramaic was changed into the Greek Septuagint by Ptolemy. I think it was Philadelphus. I don't think it was Aloates. But Philadelphus, who was one of the generals of Alexander the Great's army and became ruler of Pharaoh of Egypt. He had 72 scholars come in and rewrite and copy the scriptures from the Hebrew Aramaic into the Greek Septuagint. All right? He wanted to keep all the books in the Library of Alexandria. Every holy book that existed in the world, he wanted to copy into the Greek. So here we go. It's been changed. Then we had to change King James. We had to change to this and that. And what is it? In one part it says, oh, never suffer a witch to live. The word was poisoner. Now, what is a poisoner? A poisoner is not, oh, they give poison to people, they kill them. No, a poisoner is one who goes around and poisons the minds of people against others. That is the poisoner. The true poisoner of spirit, of mind, of heart, that is a poisoner.
Yep.
So H is honor. The biggest thing we could ever do is to honor.
So when people come to you for readings, because you give readings, I don't know if everyone out there knows, but Lori is from Salem, and she has a shop. Well, she actually works at Hex, which is a shop on Essex Street.
I work with Kristen Day, who owns not only Hex at 246 Essex Street, Salem, but also Omen at 184 Essex Street, Salem, and now the new one, which is Hex 2 in New Orleans, Louisiana, and it is manned by Jackie Aloisi and a few of the other lovely people down there, and they're doing very, very well. It's on Decatur Street. So if you're down there, go see the shop in NOLA. You know what's a strange thing? My ancestor, Giordano Bruno, was born in NOLA, Italy. It was 13 months ago, more than 13 now, Christian took me to New Orleans, Louisiana. I looked at him and I stood on the corner of St. Peter's and Bourbon Street, I believe it was. Tapped my eye in the Lion Cane that I called Giordano, Vasco Giordano, I call it. And I said, 13 months, you will open a shop here. Oh, I will not. I said, Christian, you're going to open a shop here. Well, that was November of 2010. January 2012, Christian opened Hex 2 on Decatur Street. So you see, the spirit of place, it saw his face and says, hey, you come down here and make this your space.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's one of the things, too, is like when you go to a reading from Lori, she doesn't just tell you what's going to happen or what is possible for you to have. She'll tell you how to change it if you have to. And whatever background you come from, she respects.
Yep.
Which I think is paramount.
I have everybody, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, Shintos, everybody, Catholics, all Protestants, everybody comes to me. And the way I look at it is like this. We are all one who are in the light of the sun. Let us make good, and evil can then be undone.
There's the rhymes again.
The Strega always talked in rhyme.
Yep.
We always did it. Well, how do you have your spells, the Stregaria? Say, every day and every action is a spell that I can make this world a little better place and do well. Now, this is the way it goes. They say, oh, you cannot be a witch alone. Most Strega are solitary. However, we have other Stregone we can call and we can band together. At a drop of a hat, we call each other because we are strong. We don't need coven to make us strong. We are strong in ourselves. And why? Because we are necromancers.
Yes.
You know why we're necromancers? We call the divine coven. And that divine coven are those ancestors that died before us that we can call at a drop of a hat.
Yes.
That's the way it is for this and that.
So here's a question that I'm sure some people might have. What is the difference between Strega and, let's say, Wiccan?
Well, I am a witch. I'm not a Wiccan.
Gotcha.
I am not a Wiccan. Wiccan was some word that they used to make things be easier on the eye for. I do believe somebody meant well in doing this, but I am a witch, plain and simple. No more, no less. I am an Italian witch, which we call Strega. Mago, Maga, Strega. We are the practitioners of the magical art and the believer in all of nature and its purity within. We do not wish harm on anyone because, truly, look in the mirror. If you've done something wrong, guess what? You sing your own death song. I don't need to waste my energy on you. Jackass, you're through.
I'm sorry, I laugh. I love listening to you. I could listen to you all day.
I got a little granddaughter that's pulling the same thing now. Unbelievable.
Generations to come.
Yeah, oh, and I predicted her 25 years ago. I told my daughter, your husband will be from Africa. She looked at me like I was some kind of, Mom, my husband, I said, no, your husband's Italian. You have your two children. There's one to come. This child will come from Africa, right from Africa. Her father comes from Africa, Sierra Leone, the place of the lions.
Wow.
And his whole family was practically wiped out. And this child here is a most beautiful human being. And she was born when my daughter was 46 years old.
Wow.
Understand the power that's there within each and every one of you women out there, with each and every one of you men out there. The process of life can continue. Age is but a number. Believe and it will be done as rising moon and setting sun. So the child was born. She is sun and moon. That's in her chart. Very pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her born. I was the first human to see her born. I was there upon her delivery. And her father was there. And he said, you are so right. I said, she's got the sun in her face. And she's a good child. And, you know, I was working at a Christian shop. Hey, you know, Marie Laveau was of Creole, you know, ancestry, black and white. And I have a baby Marie Laveau here. She might give Christian a run for his money.
does the gifts that you have, do you feel like they run through your DNA? Are they in your family?
You know DNA, what it means? Dead, near, always. The dead do come back. They come within our genetic structure. Like I said to somebody, I said, well, how do you prove reincarnation? Take a look at the trees out there, my dear. What do you see? Oh, they're filled with leaves. In the winter, what do you see? Oh, they're like dead. No, they're not. The spirit of the soul is still within, and it is in the earth where it did begin. And so you understand what I say each and every day. Each one of us is born all over again. Look at your skin. It's your grandmother and grandfathers and their great-grandmothers and grandfathers. We
yep.
never die. The trees come back. Are you any less than a tree? You are part of the creator creatrix. You're not less than a tree. So there
right.
we got reincarnation. We do come back. And we learn each time until the day we have learned of the most exquisite ecstasy of peace within the human soul. And then we go and we see that light, which is unending, cosmic mother, cosmic father. We join with them. And again, the cycle does begin.
Amen. One of my former bosses used to say all the time, we are our ancestors.
Mm-hmm. DNA,
and
isn't there always?
So much truth to that. You don't lose that connection. And I've heard Christians say this before, too. Like, if you need something, call on the person that you knew mm-hmm. who in life was good at it. You know, in life, if your car breaks down, you call AAA. If you know Uncle Charlie was, you know, really good at mechanics, Uncle Charlie, help me out here. Tell me what I can do.
Absolutely.
There's no reason. The relationship after death, it continues. It's just a different mm-hmm. kind of relationship.
Yes.
And I think, like, unless you can kind of get yourself disciplined through meditation and stilling the mind and really opening up your heart to the fact that life doesn't end, I think it's hard to grasp that. So most of what I talk about on my show is kind of how to get to that place. Because I
yes.
really want people to be able to do that. I really want to give people that feeling that they're never alone.
No, there was a book written by it with about a little boy. I don't know the name of it. I have it on my bookshelf. And he was describing how he was a fighter pilot in the Second World War. And his
mm-hmm.
parents did an investigation, found out the man did exist. Dr. Banerjee, Banarjee, his books years ago spoke about children who did come back and described where they lived and everything. We do live before. We do live again. It never
mm-hmm.
ends. It never. It's a never-ending circle.
Absolutely.
Never ending. And people should know that there is comfort in this and not that dark, like Goya's paintings. Francesco Goya wrote made these horrific paintings at the behest of the church to have everyone think that they were going to burn in hell. I don't believe in hell. Hell is something that we believe in the underworld, yes, but we don't believe in the hellish jamming of people with pokers and this. No. If you've done wrong, you will pay in another lifetime. You will
right.
know what it is. You will know what it is. If you made fun of the crippled man, you will come back as the crippled man. That is my belief. This is why when I see somebody who is infirmed, I always make sure they eat in the street. I make sure that they have food. I make sure that on a hot day, that person has water. And I do feed them. I will always
mm-hmm.
feed them. I will never change. I will never, ever, ever change. Because there, by the grace of the gods, go I. Think of that.
Mm-hmm.
You have benefited by good health. Never make fun of the sick, because you will come back as them.
Yep. I hear that. There's a lot to be said for some of the stuff that's in the Bible. I mean, I grew up Catholic, you know, Catholic Italian, classic.
Yes.
And, you know, the teachings that were there that I always found to be true were the ones that came from Jesus. And he used
right.
to say in the Bible, when you do for one of my brothers, you do for me.
And this is the way the ancient craft was. The Stregati, I believe this. Once you help someone who needs your help, you are helping God and Goddess shine light more. Their light shines more in this world. Because they'll say, that is a practitioner of the religione vecchia that does care for humanity. What are they all about? We do not proselytize our craft. In other words, we don't try to order you to be as we are. If the calling of the God and Goddess is there and you feel it, you will be there. You will
mm-hmm.
be there with them. And if your lot in life is to be a Christian, a Muslim, and Jew, please make it the best, because that is the best for you. But do not try to tell somebody, oh, but they born again Christian said to me, I got to see you baptized. I said, no, born again. I said, many times have I been born again and again and again and again. And, you know, I think that is truly, you see, in the Bible, there was a segment that they took out, Justinian and Theodora, emperor and empress of the Byzantine Empire, took this out of the scriptures, that where John the Baptist was preaching, mm-hmm. the Jews came forward and said, are you Elijah come back? Mm-hmm. Well, they were going to delete this, but somebody did not. And it still remains in the scriptures.
Yep.
Are you Elijah come back is still there. Why would they say, are you, John the Baptist, Elijah returning? Because they did, in the ancient times, believe in the reincarnation factor.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. They took it out. And why did they do that, Justinian and Theodora? To make common man feel that he was not good as royalty. Isn't that cute? Politics, ancient style, still on this world, they do smile. Understand me, my dear friends? They don't know truly what will be their ends. Believe as you will in your heart. Make the light from you never depart.
So here's a question for you. There's a lot of stuff out there, like in the mainstream media, and it's about, you know, manifestation, the secret, and all this stuff. It's sort of commercialized. In your world, what is manifestation about? How do people go about manifesting the things that they want and moving
That's
forward
first,
in their life?
First, the thing you just said, want, put it out of your words. The
no
word
want.
Is will. Believe it, will it, see it, live it, do it, and achieve it now. And then look at that nice little word, now. If you read it backwards, as Da Vinci used to write, backwards, mirror image, the
mm-hmm.
word now means one. If you keep this in your heart and your soul, this way of doing things, willing it so, it will be. If you will to have this job, say, I will it so. See yourself sitting at that desk, at that artist board, at that musical place there where your music, will yourself there. Go into that, what they call it again, interview with the will. I will have it. Walk like, you ever see the marionette, how they are, the puppet, with the string coming out of their head?
Mm-hmm.
Walk straight tall. Look at that interviewer and say, I am here for this position, and I can give it the best, and that is my will. Look them square in the eye and show that you are strong, that you can do it. Not, hey, my dad, this job. Have, you won't. Want, you won't. Wish, you won't. Will it. You are strong. And as a crafter, you can pull that willing energy in and make it so. Which is in control of living life. W-I-L-L. Which is in control of living life. Will. That's three quarters of it right there. That is the true magic of what you can do to make all your dreams come true.
Right. I don't think it's ever really been just about a dash of this and a pinch of that. If it's not within your heart, I don't think it's,
you are the magic, my dear.
No spell that you can do is going to make it happen if you don't have it within you.
The will is there. And you know something? I'm going to teach you a little bit of something here. Okay. Hold your arms out wide. Your feet out wide. You're a star. You're a pentacle. Put your hands up over your head like a cup. You're the chalice. Put your arm up straight. You are the wand. Put your right arm forward. You are the sword. There you go. Everything that we put on our altar is us. You are that magic. And you know, here is Jesus Christ pointed to the Sacred Heart. Oh, look at that pretty picture of his heart. Maybe it's Valentine's Day. No, he is telling you magic is within. He studied in Tibet. And I'm going to tell you how I prove this to you. Jesus Christ went to Tibet with his uncle, Joseph of Arimathea.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he go with his uncle? Because, number one, his mother was young when she married Joseph, who had other children, a widower. And so when he died, she had so many children, but her brother or her cousin, whatever he was related to her, Joseph of Arimathea. And she says, will you, Joe, kindly take this kid with you? I want him to see the world. Fine, I'll do that. What was he? He was a tin merchant. He went to the islands of the mist. He brought tin back. Went to Crete and the islands there. And what did they have there? Copper. Mix it together. What do you got? Bronze. Hello, there was a Bronze Age.
Mm-hmm.
Then he would go to Tibet. Took Jesus. Oh, Yeshua. Ben Yosef, his name was. To Tibet. On the tablets in Tibet, you will see, written, and it's been documented, Yay So. Yay So.
Yes, Jesus, I have seen that.
High priest monk from the West came here. So where do you think he learned a lot of the movements and raising the dead and all? He learned it right there in Tibet. So he came there. Then you see Yay So, who manifested what he learned. What he learned is what he did. Now, you say, oh, the talk about Dan Brown, Mary Magdalene, and him being
mm-hmm.
married. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, he was married. Oh, my Lord, he was. And lady, because of this, number one, what do they have? The marriage feast at Cana. Now, you know from an old Italian standpoint, and even the Hebrew, we don't go to a wedding and the guests buy the wine, do they?
No.
That is up to what? The groom's family.
Right.
So here's Miriam, his mother, saying, Yeshua, they have no more wine. So a wedding guest goes and gets the wine? No, Meshuggy, you don't do that. That's Hebrew for cuckoo. They don't do that. They say the groom gets the wine. That was his marriage feast at Cana. That's always, you have to go for a Cana conference when you're a Catholic. No,
mm-hmm.
the Cana was his marriage to Miriam of Migdal, whose father was a priest. And in order for him to become Mashiach, he had to be married to a priestly family. Isn't that strange? And you always see Miriam of Migdal or Mary Magdalene dressed in black with a red cape or a red stole. Why?
Right.
Because at his crucifixion, the Roman soldiers never would have gambled for his cloak. He was a convicted criminal. He died.
Right.
But the mother would have picked up that robe that she made for her son, which was one continuous circle of red wool, and cover her daughter-in-law's pregnant body. Amen. Who took her into Marseille? Joseph of Arimathea. Isn't that funny? So here you go. Figure it out. Dan Brown touched on a lot of things. And
so he pissed a lot of people off.
Oh, I don't give a damn what they pissed off. The Vatican's pissed off. Look what they have now as a pope, a former Nazi child, what do they call it again?
Hitler Youth.
Thank you. Who would yell
yep.
to people, that's Jews, throw them on the train. Yeah, right.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, wonderful. To prove who you are, pope, you know what you do? Give all the gold in the Vatican away and feed the poor of South America and still reaping money from them. Yeah, right. Hello. Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah.
My ancestor was burned, Giordano Bruno, who was born in Nola, Italy, 1548. February 17, 1600, they burned him. And you know what? Poor. For saying that the earth went around the sun like Copernicus and saying
yep.
that there were a multitude of universes there. Oh, that was against the church. Now, in this generation, they say they're sorry for burning Giordano Bruno. And I say to you, Vatican, if you were of the Christ, you never would have done it in the first place. Shame on you. You have mud on your face. Now they have
yeah,
the biggest
have
observatory
say.
In Arizona, the Vatican Observatory.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
I mean, they're basically looking for life on other planets.
Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are. They know. They know it's there. They know it's there. Look. I worked for NASA, technical illustrator at Marshall Space Flight Center, and also in Huntsville, Alabama, Huntsville, which is Huntsville, Alabama, and out in Cape Kennedy. When I worked there, how did we jump from the Wright brothers and walk on the moon?
Mm-hmm.
And when Wernher von Braun was asked this question, where did we get this technology? He pointed to the stars. Why do we always look up and pray? Why not down?
Yep.
Because that genetic memory says we came from there. The witches have always known this. The Dogon, okay, in Africa,
mm-hmm.
know Sirius A and B star and never had a telescope. Isn't that funny?
The Native American people, the same thing, and I think a lot of indigenous tribes around the world, they talk about the star people.
Absolutely. And in Egypt, in Egypt, if you look on the in the tombs, there's always that line figure of a star on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
The pyramid of Egypt, there is, when the Sirius star comes, the dog star, shines right through the hole in the pyramid into the king's chamber to give life force again. Oh, yes, we came from there. Yes, we came from there. No doubt about it. And those people that have a gift are part of that bloodline.
Hey, nobody knows where I came from in my family.
We all came from the light. And we're there to do things that are most bright and maybe change this world. You crafters out there are embarking on a new generation. This is why I say, don't bash each other. Stay close to each other. Make it work. You new crafters are the hope of this future. If you use your mind well, you'll make this earth a heaven and not a hell. Use that which is within you. Make it true between me and you. Go ahead and make it work. Make it work. It's up to you. Someday we will see a crafter in the White House. Someday we will see this. They didn't think there would be an Obama, did they? And Mama loves Obama.
You got that right.
Mama loves Obama. I do. Because he's trying. Everybody says, oh, he's not doing it. How could you take something that was abominated for 8 years and turn it around in two? Unless you're a big magician, I don't think you can. And so they're blaming the unemployment on him. Go back to the Clinton administration. When the reins were turned to George W. War, George War, he was given a surplus, he and Mr. Cheney. What did they do with it?
Mm-hmm.
So now the unemployment, oh, it's all Obama's fault. No. And Mr. What's-his-face again, Mitt Romney, he went ahead and sent jobs offshore to India from Staples when he was a big wheel over there. And they couldn't do the jobs, so the jobs came back. Isn't that funny? But yet he's talking about the unemployment. When his companies were sending people offshore. See, the injustice is, you've got to read. Open your mind, my dear crafters. Learn well. Read. Go down to the finite and find out who's what before you vote.
That's very good advice.
Oh, yeah. Go down. No, there's unemployment. It's all Obama's fault. No, 8 years of mismanagement is not Obama's fault. I'm not college educated. I'm not college educated. I'm street educated. But I did read. My mother and father taught me. We didn't have computers. You want to learn, Lori? Here it is. Now you go see what we're teaching you, if it is correct. I used to get on the train, go to New York, go to the public library. We didn't have computers back then. And look things up. And I'd come home and say, gee, you taught me right. But we want you to make sure. Now I'm going to teach you something out there. How many of you have ever heard of the silver bullet? You know what the Strega made the silver bullets from?
No.
We took rosary beads, sterling silver, brought them to the blacksmith, melted them down, and made the silver bullet out of them. Isn't that strange? Very powerful silver rosary beads. Because you could
have a pair.
Always remember that. Keep the silver rosaries. There's nothing wrong with Jesus Christ. It was wrong with the isms. You know what the isms were? The isms that were turned by man's dirty little hands. The controllers. That even in the craft we have controllers. Yes, we do. That
takes all kinds.
That they want you to be subservient. Oh, you have to clean my house. Now get up off your fat butt and clean your own house. I've never yet used anybody to clean my home. When I was very sick with a terrible disease, none of my cousin came to clean my house. I cleaned my own house. Okay? Cleaned my own house. I wouldn't. As soon as I got up, I was able, I straightened my own things out. I went back to work a week and a half later. worked very hard, and you can do it. Don't fall prey to me, 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 me. Don't do that. You're a soldier. You're a crafter. You're a warrior. That W in witch also means warrior.
But you have such a strong will.
Well, I'll never leave that will. I'm sorry. People have tried to put me down, step on me, do spells too. Oh, please, go ahead and do your spell. It'll only put you in your own hell. I love it when they do it. And I hear it going back in their face. And they sure, and when you look at their face, it sure does look like a disgrace. I sit there and I say, ha, 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 look at you. This year I made 72. But really, as Da Vinci had on the Vitruvian Man, 72 and 27, I decided to be 27 again.
Amen to that.
No, and all of you, I wish long life and strength, and all of you have the will to be strong and fight the wrong. And, you know, as Leo Martello said to me one day when I was trying to be a, you know, crying in my beer because I was bringing up two children alone.
Mm.
He said to me, the coward finds a way out. The strong find a way. Who are you? I said, the strong. Leo Louis Martello fought his battle from when he was a child and won. Had the first witch-in in New York City. He was a Strega. His books are written now, Weird Ways of Witchcraft, the new one that came out, of the old one. I wrote the foreword on it. I was honored to do that. And now there's Witchcraft, the Old Religion, mm-hmm. How to Prevent Psychic Blackmail. There's quite a list of them. And they're going to all be republished by Wiser. And I look at it this way. Leo will never die. Leo will never die. He was a lion, a man for all seasons and of all reasons. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a coward. Never a coward. Nope, never a coward.
I just finished reading Weird Ways of Witchcraft. I didn't know what it was going to be like, and it was just such a good history of all these different things that happened and pointed out all of these different stories from different people, and it was great. It was a really good book. And a couple of the stuff, you know, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. But, you know, like I said, I was brought up in a pretty conservative household, so this stuff still shocks me a little.
Leo would shock anybody. And, you know, something was the first time I met him years and years ago. And when I was on the phone with him the first time, I said, so you're a Strega? He said, yes. So then he said the ancient Sakellian goddess's name to me, which is secret as when we are adopted into the family. I said, now why don't you say it forwards instead of backwards? He said, come to see me. He said, you're family. I said, well, I think we are.
Yep.
And that is how he met me. And I love Leo like my brother, my father. He was everything in the world to me, next to my own parents. And he came from a hard life. No one made it easy for him.
Mm-hmm.
He was abused in a Catholic orphanage. He went through hell, but he made it. No one paved his way. He paved his own way. That is what I call a brave man. Not someone who will sit behind a computer and go, nye, 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 nye. Wipe your behind, do me a favor. He was a gay man who loved all. Animals, oh my God. Animals and Leo were paramount. I have his ashes in my house.
Yep.
And they'll stay with me until I leave, and then they'll be entombed. With us.
I know you told me he said you should write a book before he passed.
And you know what I ended up writing?
The foreword.
The foreword. And also in Llewellyn, a memorial to him.
Oh, okay.
It's in one of the almanacs. And the day that when he died, he came in a dream and he said to me, I want Tasha with me. And my doggie, Tasha, passed away 2 days later. She was a white Samoyed, and she is with Leo, and she will always be with Leo. They walk together, and they play together. And my friend Dennis Poirier, who is a very, very excellent artist, went ahead, and what he did is made a painting of Tasha and Leo together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so such a wonderful painting. And he did that. And Dennis is out in Maine. Fantastic artist, beautiful human being. And you could go on his website and see some of the paintings he's done. P-O-I-R-I-E-R. Just like Sean Poirier, his name.
Mm-hmm.
And but Dennis was not related to Sean. And he does some wonderful paintings.
And, it's important for people to have good teachers, too. I mean, Leo was your teacher.
Leo was a teacher to everyone.
Because you want responsible people dispensing this stuff. You don't just want willy-nilly, you know, hocus-pocus, whatever you want. You know,
yeah, I met the high priest and high priestesses at 20 years old. I said, from where? Well, I took a class. Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Yeah,
then
right.
Then there are those that get into the ghost hunting. Oh, Lord, help me.
Right.
And they don't protect themselves.
Yes.
And they eat red meat before they go into a place. There are certain protocol you follow. I say to people, how many do you shower before you go to bed? Well, no, not usually. Well, honey, do, because I'm going to tell you why. If you don't shower before you go to bed, and you've been around all cockanoo during the day, and then you lay down in the supine position, nice, ready to go to sleep, that caca seeps into your very pores. And guess what? Soon it wreaks havoc on your ethereal body. So shower before you go to bed at night. Don't be lazy. Oh, I came home late last night. I come home late every night, and I'm in that shower. And I watch it going down the drain. Take the kosher salt, put it at the bottom of the shower. Squish your feet around it. Rinse off good. Shake your body. And then get in.
Ever since you told me to do that, it's been awesome. I've been so much better.
Absolutely.
When I first came to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were
the
most simple thing, water. Oh, I smudge. Big deal. That's nice. You're cooking it in your body. Smudge it after you shower. Oh, Dodo, please.
And this my God.
I used to think everybody showered before they went to bed. Imagine your husband. Oh, God, please. Do me a favor. Husband, you shower too, because you don't smell so pretty either. My husband, go and shower and not shower and go to bed with me. I got news for you. Get away from me, turd ball. No, I'm sorry. You know, all day sweaty butts, sweaty boo-boos. And, you know, oh, no, Mr. Bill. And that's supposed to make you want to be with them? Blech. Maybe because I grew up as a priestess. I don't know. Maybe because all my life I've lived as a priestess.
Mm-hmm.
You washed. In ancient Egypt, there was a libation. You didn't enter the temple without washing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just washing your arms and your elbows. There's other parts of you that need washing. So this is why, you know, you see these things. Please go about it and do it correctly. I have my doggies. They sleep in bed with me at night. You know, they line up by the sink for me to wipe their butts and wash them.
That's
and I
so
do.
Cute.
As smart. This is a dog who knows this.
Yes.
I mean, what is wrong? Dog spelled backwards is God anyway.
You know what's funny? I never told you how I found you.
How did you find me?
You know, I was living in Texas because I'd been there for 5 years.
Yeah.
And I was watching that program, Mary Knows Best. You know, Mary Occhino.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I was one of these Salem junkies. I would be there all the time. And I never saw Hex, but Hex opened after I left for Texas. So
yeah.
I'm watching this program, and I'm saying to myself, Hex, when did this happen? You know? And I said, who is this lady? And as soon as I saw you and you gave her the reading, I said, I need to meet this woman.
She came
and
in
that
day. It was so weird. She came in right off the street. I didn't know she was even coming. Here I wasn't dressed. I had my little dress on and everything. So I looked like Grandma Moses. Anyway, go ahead. And she comes in there, and I want a reading. I said, well, you have to go up to the desk. And she said to me, I'm Mary Knows Best. I said, oh, that's nice, you know. I'm glad Mary Knows Best. I don't look too much intelligent, you know, at that time. But anyway, I got to know she's a very nice lady. So she's sitting there with me, and I started to tell her whole family. They all came, the dead, the living, they all came forward that day. And it was like, whoa, I'm seeing all these people around this lady. Gave them their names and the fishermen and all. It was a very, very strange day. And that was the day I met Mary Occhino. And she's a very nice lady, very kind woman.
She is. And after I saw that program, I didn't know I was coming back to live here yet. That was maybe a good year.
Nice.
And as soon as I came back, I said, you know what? It's time for me to dip my toes back in Salem. I haven't been there in a long time.
Salem's a good place.
And, yeah, I love it there.
Me too. But Christian made me come to live here. I have to blame it on him. I do.
He made you live there.
He said, you've got to come and live here. No, I don't want to come there. Too much nonsense. So he says to me, you got to come here. So when he opened the store, I blessed the store. That one night I was there with him, I blessed the store. And as soon as about they were there about a year, I said, please come. And
yeah.
I did. But I had to be living in the house where I was because I had a job there to do, help the landlady that was there.
Mm.
And, Melissa, I did what I had to do for her. Every time I move someplace, it has a reason. But I think this is the last place I'll ever live.
Yeah.
I have that feeling I came home.
Well, I'm glad you're there.
I'm glad I'm here, too, because I do love the people in the city. The mayor, okay, she's very kind, Kim. And Woody Cogan, there's Beth Renard, Stacia Cooper, Kate Fox, Destination Salem, all the shops, Lorelei, who has Crowhaven Corner,
mm-hmm.
Lynn and Bill Lesdowski, who own Bewitched. All of them are wonderful. Frank and his wife Sharon, who own, what they call it again? No.
Magic Parlor.
Magic Parlor. I get a little senior moment every once in a while. all of them there. The Angels Landing, Witches Hide. They all have a wonderful energy in them. And they try to do the good things for people, all the psychics up there. And most of them are ministers in our Lord and Lady of the Trinacrian Rose Church.
Mm-hmm.
And why that church was formed is not for them to give me money. I never take money from my ministers. It's not the way to do things. They're all ministers. And they asked me when we went and put the church together, where's your building? And I said, look at the sky. Isn't that a beautiful roof? Look at the ground you stand on. Isn't it beautiful green? And that which is the pillar of the belief is each and every minister. And we minister to humanity. The only time I will pull papers on anyone is when they abuse another human being or another minister. Then I will pull their papers. They're very easy to get. But I hope you understand they're hard to keep. Because if I find one out there that continuously bashes someone after they've been warned, I will pull those papers. Because I don't really care to have people hurting people. Animals, children, if I find that out, forget about it. And I got an award from the governor of the Commonwealth in 1985. And on there it says, for the protection of the children of the Commonwealth. It hangs in the shop where I work and in my home. I feel that children are so important. And you must never abuse them. They're like the tender little shoots that are of plants. And you, as a crafter, planting that sacred plant of trust. Do not abuse children. That's where the Vatican made a mistake. Big boo-boo. They went right against the teaching of the founder of their church. He is not the founder of their church. Christ was never founding their church. They founded their church.
Mm-hmm.
Not him. Not him. Because he would have looked at them and cried. So understand. They say, oh, well, you're talking against Christ. No, we're not talking against Christ. Not at all. We're talking against the ism. Isms. All the isms. Who drew and quartered people, burned them. Those are the isms. Those are the things that you must never believe in.
Well, I'm so grateful that you came on this morning. I know you're
so
really busy. And you know, I appreciate you. I don't think I can express in words how much just knowing you has changed me and helped me in so many ways.
No, I didn't change you, Mommy. I didn't change you. It was there.
Well,
you just needed the spark to awaken. I have a little spark in me that I give. When people come for readings to me, I don't take their energy. I give them mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because where mine comes from is as powerful as Mount Etna, as powerful as the stars. And who is it? Cosmic Mother and Father. Now, Wada, I don't take from people. I give.
Nope.
If someone needs healing, I give. I'll
yep.
never stop giving. I'll never stop. And when one day they take me home, I'll still give.
Well, I needed a cosmic kick in the butt after everything that I'd done in the past 5 years, and you gave it to me, so.
Oh, my size 10 is proven. Nah. 9.5 now. My foot shrunk.
Oh.
Oh, I love every one of you out there, no matter what the part of the craft you follow, Celtic, Scottish, whatever you are, or Teutonic, whatever you are, whatever shaman, Native American, every one of you, every religion, Muslim, Jew, Christian, pagan, anything you wish to call yourself, I love you all, provided you never hurt a child. Or elderly, or an animal. If you have that in you, don't ever come near me. Don't cross my path. Because what's in me will see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old soul, older than me. And it will see it. Stay away from me. And I love you all. I want you to have a beautiful day. The sun is shining. And it is so pretty out there. And even if the sun isn't shining where you are, behind that cloud, it is not far. Reach out and let it touch your heart. And may negativity never, never cause you ill will. And your will is strong, and it can right the wrong. That is truly freedom's song.
Thank you so much, Laura. You're the best.
You're the best. All of you out there are the best. All of you are the best.
Well, I will let you go because I know you have to run and take care of somebody else. So, but I will be seeing you soon.
You will. Come to see us at Hex Omen and Hex and Nola. We'll make all your dreams come true. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye, Laurie.
Good morning. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Hi, everybody. You're still with me here. I see a few people in the chat room. So, yeah, I have been waiting so long to get Laurie on the show to interview her because she really is a living treasure. And regardless as to whether or not you agree with whatever she says or any of the stuff that, you know, the way that I see it, people out there are there to teach you. You're also a student and you're a teacher as well. And you take what you need and you let the rest just go by the side. So, I mean, if you have an opportunity, I highly recommend going down to Hex to see Lori. She is also available to come to your home to do psychic parties. And I actually did that with a bunch of people in my family. It was so much fun. We had a great time. We had a blast. She's hilarious, too. She's not just all, all business. She's very, very personable and warm. And she's chock full of information. I swear, any subject you give her, she has some information on it. And it's just incredible. So I guess my best advice for this week coming up, just when you see people that are elders or you see people that have been around for quite some time and they know what they're talking about and they walk their talk, even if it's not something that you agree with or if it's not something that you understand, take the time to listen. You know, as Lori says, she is open to anyone that comes to her. If you go to her and you're Muslim, whatever help she gives you will honor your faith, any religion that you are. I've heard her, you know, give readings to people, and she's very straight with you. She is always loving in her approach. I've never heard her do any kind of doomsday stuff. I mean, it's nothing like that. I mean, you've heard her now for the last hour, and she really is incredible. And personally for me, you know, my spiritual journey started actually 29 years ago today with the passing of my grandmother. That was my initiation into my spiritual journey because it was shortly after that that I started to, you know, I saw her and I realized that things that were happening were, you know, at the time they were paranormal, but I didn't know what that was yet. But all of that stuff happened, you know, for a reason. Nobody was ever around me that could help me with these things or even explain them in any kind of context. I just was all on my own. And it wasn't until I got to college that I started to, like Lori said, you hear about something, it sounds kind of interesting, read it. You don't have to agree with or follow everything you read, but understand it. Because when you understand things, it helps you to relate to everybody else out there. You have more of an understanding and a connection to humanity, which is basically her whole message about humanity. I did not have the benefit of any kind of teacher all the way up until, I want to say 3 years ago, when one of my mentors, who is a medium, a very good medium, and a very ethical and just warm person in general, became my first kind of spiritual teacher in terms of helping me out by mentoring me. And after that, I started to realize a lot of things. Everything opened up, things that I actually told her, oh, no, that stuff's just my imagination. Hello, did you just acknowledge that you saw a bunch of things or you hear things once in a while? Yeah, good job. If it wasn't for that kind of encouragement, because, growing up, Catholic, Italian, super closed kind of circuit, that kind of stuff was never around me. If it wasn't for exposing myself to these people and learning from them, I would not have the knowledge base that I have. I wouldn't have the understanding and compassion for people that I have. Regardless as to who people are, when you come to me on a level of, you want a reading or you need spiritual guidance or whatever it is, however you find me, I will always look at you as a soul on a journey. I don't look at people for anything else. I really don't. My concern is always what's in your heart. And if what's in your heart is pure, and if your intent is, honorable, I can work with you. I don't have any kind of, desire to deal with any kind of people that are going to try to bash me or who hurt other people or, like as Lori said, get on the computer and start talking a bunch of crap about people. It's really not worth it. You damage your reputation. You come off like just really looking like a jerk. If you're going to, I realize we're human beings and people want to vent. Find someone you trust who'll just sit there and listen to you for however long you need to vent. Get it all out of your system, because when you get it out of your system, all of these stupid things that people do, they don't happen. You need healthy outlets. Human beings are emotional beings. They need healthy outlets. They need educational outlets. So wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, comfortable, uncomfortable, whatever the circumstances are, try to go to that part of you that's aware that you're a spirit on a journey and learn whatever you can. I personally have had a reading from almost all of the most popular psychics in Salem. All of them are wonderful. All of them have their own way. All of them have come to the path on their own terms, and it's amazing. So if you're in the area, if you're around Salem, or if you're down in New Orleans, go to Hex, check it out. Go to Omen and check it out. I'll mention a couple of names. Michael Pendragon, I actually had a reading from him yesterday. Really, really good. Very different from the reading that I have from Lori. But they come from different places. They have different knowledge bases, and they explain things differently. But everyone is, they're all working with you for the good of what you're trying to achieve. I've never had a bad experience there, honestly. The energy in Salem is electrical. You go there and you'll feel it. And although legend has it that the Native American people wouldn't live there and said that it was, they had weird energy there and that they would hunt there, but they wouldn't live there. I don't know if there's any truth to that or not, but I do know that there are plenty of people that live and work there and absolutely love it. And that the energy of those people, I believe, can change the energy of the place. It's true that there is such a thing as spirit of place, and that's sort of like a record of everything that's ever happened there. But I also believe that more things are going to happen, and they're going to be layer upon layer. More people will come. Bring your good energy when you go to Salem. Be open. Check out the shops. I just ask everyone to be open, because I know, like I said, there's a lot of negative connotation to the whole witchcraft thing, but the only true evil is in the heart of the witch. If you're a person who wills bad things on people, shame on you. I don't agree with that. But if you have justice and truth and honor in your heart, and you will things to happen and you help people, I think you have every right to call yourself a witch. And I hope that we've done a good job of redefining that for you today. So, as always, I just want to ask everyone to walk in the light of spirit with one foot in each world. I will be back next week with another special guest, and I thank you all for joining me today. Have a great week.